KXRN LP.
Laguna Niguel, Laguna Beach.
Member supported.
KXFM on 104.7.
KXFMradio.org.
It's a couple of minutes after 8 o'clock and a very good morning. It is time for Chamber Chat. It's the Mornings with Ed show. We welcome you to the Friday program. This morning, Ashley Von Gremp from the Laguna Beach Chamber of Commerce has brought with us a guest, Cheryl Kohlberg.
Good morning.
Good morning. Been waiting to meet you for quite some time here. You are with Creative Services.
Yep.
What does Creative Services do, Cheryl?
So it's Kohlberg Creative Services, and we do website design and development. So if your website kind of needs a refresh, make it look more attractive and bring it up to, you know, where you want it to be, we can do that for you. And then we also do social media strategy and management, helping you figure out where and what to post on your social media to gain more followers and push them to your beautiful website. And we do marketing and public relations, so writing press releases, getting you editorial coverage in newspapers, magazines, and online.
You also instruct people on how to create blogs, for instance.
Yeah.
Now, have you found a lot of people are asking you about that?
Well, you know, it's interesting because business owners don't always see the value in having a blog,
right.
But it is really important because what that does is provides content for your website, but also it improves your search engine optimization, which means that when someone types in, say you're a physical therapist in Laguna Beach and they type in Laguna Beach physical therapy, then if you have those certain keywords in your blog post, people will be able to find you easier. So the blog actually drives your ranking on Google higher so people can find you easier.
Right.
So blogs are really important to
that have. Makes sense. And when a business has a blog, I tend to show a little more interest. I don't know why, but maybe, absolutely right.
Yeah.
Now, let me ask you an example question here. You honestly told me this morning you hadn't listened to the station coming in.
It's not that I hadn't listened to the station. I just wasn't entirely familiar with this time slot.
Okay, well, let me ask you this question about that specifically then.
Yeah.
Let's say I wanted to get someone who doesn't know about this time slot interested in it.
Yeah.
What would I have to do to my website?
Well, you need to make sure that you have the keywords. So there's a lot of research that goes into keyword identification for your business. So you might think that people are going to type in Laguna Beach radio station, but they might type in radio station Laguna Beach. And although that sounds like the same thing, it's completely different. So you really have to do some research, and a company like mine can do that for you to find the exact words and how they're typing them in to Google in order to find you. So basically you have to have that. And then hashtags are really important as well, like for your social media. And then the role of social media is really to drive traffic to your website.
Right.
So then people go to your website and then they find out all the wonderful things that you offer. And they're like, oh, I need to find out more.
Now, let me ask you a question as a professional. Yelp. Is Yelp a helpful tool or is it a battlefield for people that are angry?
Oh, God. I know. Obviously, if you provide a service that people are happy with, which hopefully you do, then I think Yelp's a great platform.
Okay.
I think that's really a great tool for people to find businesses, you know, that are relevant and what they're looking for.
Right. So, can one bad Yelp review like throw a big wrench into the works, though?
Well, I think the biggest drawback with Yelp is that business owners don't ask their clients to post a review to Yelp. So you really need to ask your clients, hey, can you put a review on Yelp for me? Because people, obviously, if you go somewhere and you're absolutely in love with this place, you might be like willing to go and write a review. But most people aren't going to take the time to do that. So you really need to ask your clients, hey, help me out, write a good review. And what happens if you get a bad review and then you get a bunch of good reviews after it, the bad one gets pushed down to the bottom. It's like a feed.
Right.
So it gets pushed down to the bottom.
Now, Ashley, do you Yelp when you go out? Do you find a nice restaurant or do you ever find yourself Yelping?
Not really.
Okay.
And
if you get really bad service, would you be more inclined to do something, to post a...
No, you know, I'm just not a Yelper.
Okay.
I do, though, use OpenTable, and I do rate the restaurants on there.
Okay.
Ah. So
okay.
I do find myself, but they also are good about prompting me to do it. So I guess it's more I get the reminder.
All right. And again, handy services for those of us that don't know, right? So, so you started this business when?
I started this, well, I've been building websites since the 90s. I moved here from the Bay Area 10 years ago.
Okay.
So I was in the dot-com boom in San Francisco and just loved the creativity that was involved with building websites. So I've been doing that for a long time. I have a degree in journalism, so public relations.
And you gave up a promising career in radio, I hear.
I know. So I've been doing it for a while, but I started my own company about 4 years ago here in Laguna because I work a lot with nonprofits, and they really need help spreading the word so they can get proper funding to keep doing the good work that they're doing. So having a website that's really current and up-to-date helps funders see the value in their nonprofits, and so I really enjoy doing that.
Right. Now, journalism, you studied at the University of Hawaii.
Yeah.
How'd you wind up in Hawaii?
Oh, my gosh. Funny story.
And is it hard to study when you're in Hawaii?
Yeah. Well, out of high school, I didn't know what I wanted to do, so I got a job as a teller at Bank of America, and I was really bad at math, and my books never balanced at the end of the night, and it was really scary because, you know, you could be off by a lot of money.
Right.
So I was working there for a while, and one of my regular clients came in, and she said, oh, my son and daughter-in-law own a frozen yogurt shop on Maui. Do you know anyone that would like to move there and work at the yogurt shop? Because it's so transient, they have a hard time finding, you know, employees that want to stay. And, and I was like, I'll go to Hawaii. So I did, and the rest is history. I ended up staying in Hawaii for about 10 years.
Wow.
Graduated from UH, and it
was
great.
Do you find yourself getting a little island fever when you're there on the island?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah. Like, Maui is so beautiful, but living there versus visiting there is two different things. I enjoyed Oahu a little bit more because it had some of the more modern conveniences that you need.
Okay. So. You're also quite the traveler. I saw some beautiful pictures of Machu Picchu in Peru.
Yes.
And tell me a little bit about your trip there. What possessed you to go?
Yeah, well, so I have a daughter that's a junior at the high school, and we really wanted to expose her to life outside of Orange County and that not everyone has it as good as we do here. So we wanted to do some volunteer work.
Right.
So we partner with an organization in Cusco, outside of Cusco, Peru.
Right.
And we went to work at a women's shelter, a battered women's shelter. And our job was to take care of the children while the women were getting help from counselors.
With great programs.
Yeah, so it was really just so amazing. And we actually stayed with a host family, you know, that didn't have very lavish accommodation, obviously.
Right.
So we just wanted, you know, to show our daughter that it's good to take care of others.
Right.
And then on the tail end of the trip, we treated ourselves with a hike in Machu Picchu. So it was absolutely amazing.
Awesome.
Highly recommend it.
Awesome. And and the host family, I would imagine you keep in touch and this becomes a friendship for life?
Well, here's the thing. They only speak Spanish.
Right.
And I am not the most fluent in Spanish. I mean, I know I speak it, but I'm not entirely fluent. So we keep in touch on Facebook, you know, as best as we can, but
Okay. Entonces te quiero preguntar esta. No, I'm just kidding. All right.
Thank you.
The next question will be in Spanish. And okay. So we have reason to celebrate today too, right? You are a breast cancer survivor.
Yes.
And tell us when you found out you were in remission. Tell us the story, if you would, a little bit.
Yeah. So August of 2018, I was diagnosed with breast cancer. I had triple negative, which is a very aggressive, kind of rare type of breast cancer.
Right.
But luckily, I had an amazing team of doctors that knew what to do to kill the disease and an amazing family and friends. And I really want to give a shout out to Laguna Beach because there is something wonderful about living in such a small town that really gathers around you. And they just lifted my spirits and kept me and my family going during the 16-month ordeal that I went through. So just eternally grateful for that. And December 5th, Just recently, I was diagnosed as being cancer-free. Nice. So yes. Happy.
Congratulations.
Looking forward to this 2020 and living a healthy life again. So
fantastic. Yeah. And how important, how valuable is early detection?
Oh, my gosh. Well, you know, I always encourage my friends now, get your mammogram. It's amazing because the technology is so much better. It's so much more advanced now that they can actually detect breast cancer at stage zero. So it's really important to get your mammograms. And you can also get an ultrasound, which is another way to detect breast cancer. So definitely get it done.
Right. I wanted to ask you about this. This is probably the most important question of the day.
Okay.
You wrote an article about the best dog hotels.
Oh, yes.
Did you do the research yourself? You went out and stayed in the hotels?
I wish I had time to research, to stay at all of them. But and it's funny that you bring that up. So my dog, Charlie, who I adore and love, we're going to Mammoth this week coming up.
Nice.
And we're staying at the Mammoth Mountain Inn, which is dog friendly. So we always try to take Charlie with us. He's a part of our family, and we really enjoy that.
Dog-friendly hotels, they've got my money. I'm not kidding.
I know.
They've got my money.
You can't leave them at home.
No. So Ashley, what's happening with the chamber? What are we expecting here in the coming weeks? I know you've been busy.
Yes. I guess the better question is, what's not happening at the chamber? Our calendar is full. Number one, our next big event is our leadership luncheon, which is on Wednesday, February 26th. Last year, we sold out. It's an annual favorite event. We have a little bit more room this year. We've opened up, the venue's a little bit more opened up for us. So we have about a week left for people to register, but we are approaching another sold out event. So
okay.
Go to beachchamber.org, get registered because we will.
And spots are limited.
Right, so. We do still have some advertising opportunities available in our program, some sponsorship stuff, so check that out.
Okay.
Also, next week, we have our first breakfast panel seminar of the year, and it's on retail merchandising. We have a local professor from Saddleback and OCC who teaches retail merchandising, fashion, among many other topics. So our retailers should definitely check that out. That's going to be Tuesday, February 25th at 7:30. I know it's early, but we're trying to get everybody before they open their shops.
Well, you made it here early, so
If you're a retailer in Laguna or have any sort of retail element to your business, anything can help. And, a vibrant window display can help.
Right.
There's so many different things that we're going to be going over. So that's a good one to hit.
There's something to be said for catching the eye.
Absolutely.
You know, there really is.
Yeah. With all the foot traffic we have around here, it's imperative.
Exactly.
Another seminar that we're doing, which is going to be on March 10th, is concerning your ABC alcohol license. So it's alcohol responsibility laws and things like that. So it is a free training for licensees and servers as well. And so that's going to be Tuesday, March 10th at 9 a.m., also at the Boys and Girls Club.
Okay.
And then coming up, some of our other signature events for the year, we have State of the City on May 14th, our annual golf tournament, which is going to be on May 18th. So busy week for the chamber.
Do you golf?
I do not.
Right. We got to get you out there.
I've dabbled, I'll say. I've been to the driving range, but as far as any sort of skill, nothing. And then just the last thing I'll touch on is we have every year the Pageant of the Masters has a nonprofit night. And so the chamber gets a good chunk of seats and those are on sale.
Oh,
so, it's a great price. It goes to, lots of different nonprofits in the city are represented. Tickets are $60 a person. So prices are good compared to different nights throughout the summer. And that's going to be Monday, July 6th. So call the chamber if you'd like to reserve those seats. And they're first come, first serve. So earlier you reserve them, better seats you get.
Give me the chamber website.
LagunaBeachChamber.org.
Okay. Or they can call.
Or they can call us. Right. Yes, absolutely.
All right. And Cheryl Kohlberg, Kohlberg Creative Services, how do we get in touch with you? If, for instance, I want to drive people to my 7 to 10 show.
Yeah, well, I'll be at the Chamber Luncheon. I already got my tickets.
Awesome. I saw that.
Yeah, and my website is Kohlberg Creative Services, so K-O-L-B-E-R-G, creativeservices.com.
It was a great conversation. I knew
Thanks
it would be.
Thanks for having me.
And you know, you do have a future in radio.
Oh, well, thank you.
Stop on by anytime. Ashley, thank you so much. Thank Cheryl, you. Thank you so much thank for being you. Here. That's been Chamber Chat this morning.